And we're back here on Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about Alaskan woods with Ilya Benesch. Tell me about local birch.
Well, the birch isn't used for framing and building structural applications the way spruce is, but it lends itself pretty well to finish work. Alaskan birch, it's got a lot of color. The heartwood can be really dark, while the contrasting sapwood on the outside can be extremely light. In addition, the grain is rarely straight. It's got lots of figure, and so sometimes you get a really nice board when you varnish that. You look at it, it's got a sort of a shimmering texture to it. It's really quite eye-catching. The end result here really is you never know what you'll have from one tree to the next, and I think that's pretty cool. But Fairbanks does have several small mills, and we've got no shortage of birch, which can be used in all kinds of finished products to highlight its character. I'd say out of the three woods, the birch is the densest. It's also durable enough to lend itself to high-wearing uses such as stair treads and tabletops. If you are going to use the birch in a situation like this, you're going to want to have the lumber milled quite a bit oversized just so you make sure you've got enough extra so when you start milling any defects or twisting, you can mill it out of there. And you're going to want to varnish both sides of the tread or the table to keep the wood stable, and this is pretty important. As we have changes in seasonal humidity, this can really wreak havoc on a panel that isn't balanced. Let's say you've only varnished the top of the tabletop and left the bottom exposed. Well, after a couple of rainy weeks in the summer, the humidity levels will rise, and all of a sudden you'll be absorbing more humidity into that bottom of the table that doesn't have a finish on it. And this can be really disconcerting watching your table turn into a taco. Another great place to use this highly figured wood is in casework, such as kitchen cabinets. Kitchen doors made out of matching birch panels can be really striking, too.
The last wood we have to talk about is cottonwood.
Yep. Third type of wood we get here in the interior that really grows to a large size is the cottonwood. I'd say the term cottonwood sometimes gets misused. It's sort of a catch-all, but it's actually two different but related tree species. One is the quaking aspen. It's got the smaller round leaves and the smoother bark. And the other one is the balsam poplar. It's got much larger leaves. They're sort of lance-shaped, and the bark is typically rougher, too. It's got deeper grooves in it. Both of these types of trees can grow to really large sizes. One of the big issues with these trees in interior Alaska, it's also shared by the birches, and that's often the larger trees will have rot inside the heartwood to the point of leaving the tree hollow. This doesn't make them suitable for lumber, and it can also make the really big ones dangerous to cut down. Occasionally you'll get lucky, and for example, 2 years ago I bought aspen lumber from one of the local mills that had logged a stand of gigantic quaking aspen. They were in part of a woodlot that was sold for spruce, but the aspen were inside there, and those particular logs were about 28 inches in diameter, and they were sound all the way through, so I thought that was quite a find. We used them to make window jams and panels and drawers for kitchen cabinets. It's a soft wood, and it dents much more easily than birch, but if you use it in the right application, it's really beautiful. The color in the grain is a lot more uniform, and it's got varying shades of white, which are the dominant color, but then there's a lot of red and green kind of hues going through the center, too. Aspen is also really well suited for trim work. It's fairly stable, and so we've used it quite a bit for base trim and window casings, also in furniture and cabinet doors. And if you can find a local mill workshop willing to tackle the job, aspen and poplars can also be milled into beautiful tongue and groove paneling.
A lot of the wood here in the interior has knots and other blemishes, as you've mentioned. Tell me more about those, and what can we do about them?
Well, there is one particular anomaly that's found in all the trees we've talked about today, and that's the burl. And the burl really stands out. They're kind of abnormal, lumpy growths that occur on a tree, and they become really large in size sometimes. Often they'll grow really fast. I'd compare them to a tumor in a human, although that's sort of an unpleasant analogy. But typically, if one tree in an area has burls, the chances are high that the other trees nearby will have them too. I've seen all three tree types, the aspen and the spruce and the birch, with burls as big as beach balls. It's pretty impressive. And exactly why burls happen is still something of a mystery, although general consensus seems to be they result from environmental stresses to the tree. In any case, they can result in some fabulous, one-of-a-kind wood grain. In my opinion, it's the aspen burls that are the most unique. I've cut those open on my bandsaw, and they usually reveal an explosion of color and grain, and the grain kind of twists around, and there's little eyes and fish eyes and things in there that are quite something. I know a couple of local turners that do lathe work, and they really prize them for bowls. They can also be used to highlight other pieces, such as lids for jewelry boxes or small tabletops.
Now, where can people go if they want more information on building and local wood in general?
Here comes the shameless self-promotion part. If anybody wants to see Alaskan birch on display, take the CCHRC tour every Thursday at 2 p.m. The center here has used interior Alaska birch for most of the trim, including the window jambs, the staircases, and all the casings around the windows. There's a lot of it here, and it really gives a good representation of just how varied our local woods can be. I just want to sort of reiterate that our local woods can be a resource for lots of other things besides firewood if people are willing to take the time. And you shouldn't rule them out when it comes to home construction or projects. You know, it might be a little more work, but there's something that's beautiful and unique to our region, and you don't see those in other places either.
Ilya, I know that you're quite the woodworker. Tell me about some of the stuff that you've worked on, and have you used a lot of local woods and things then?
Yeah, I've worked with all three, actually, the birch and the aspen and the spruce in furniture making, and most recently, I built a giant bank about 12 feet long, 3 feet tall, of drawers that were 2 feet deep with birch fronts, and then the aspen was used for the drawer sides, and those turned out really nice, and I actually book-matched the drawer faces, so what that means is you can take a 3-inch or a 2-inch birch board, and when you saw it in half and then fold it open like the pages in the book, you get mirror images of the grain on both sides, and you can put that into a door panel or a drawer front, and it looks really cool, and you can get sort of this repeating pattern if you cut it right. And so that's probably the most recent project that I've worked on. About 2 years ago, I had a fellow call me up, and this happens every now and then because a lot of people know that I look for local woods, and he had a couple of really big aspen trees in his backyard, and he kind of saw them as being in the way of the horse pasture he was trying to put out there, and so he basically said any of the trees that I wanted I could come by and get, and there were some huge aspen trees in there with burls that I couldn't get my arms around. They were so big, and so for me that was quite a find, and so I've dried those now for 2 years. I've had them cut by a local mill into 2-inch slabs, and I've stacked them and dried them. And I'm getting ready to make a couple jewelry boxes out of some of those, and some of them are going to make paneling for another project I'm working on. But I've taken a look at them, and they're just gorgeous as far as the color and figure that's inside there.
Very cool stuff. Well, that's all for this week's edition of Alaska HomeWise. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you, Ilya.
You bet.
Don't forget, you can email us questions at akhomewise@cchrc.org, and we will see you next week.
If you want to submit a question to Alaska HomeWise, email us at akhomewise@cchrc.org. We'll try and get your question answered on the air. For more information on HomeWise, including a schedule of upcoming shows, visit the UAF Cooperative Extension Service website at www.uaf.edu/ces or the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at cchrc.org. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.